Hollywood Channel's podcast, talking about TV shows. I'm Moose, that's Jody.
I can't even say my own name now?
Nope. And I'm supposed to say, I can't even say my own name now. Okay.
Wait, did I hear a child?
Everybody be cool. Everybody freeze.
I did not. It's okay. Okay,
we're good. Let's squeeze this in. Let's do it before we get in. Okay, so, The Boys. Season 2, episodes 1 through 3. We watched them. And what do you think so far?
Well, I'm a little mad that there's only 3 episodes. I like to binge watch.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that this year.
I don't know either.
Because last year it was very much all dumped at once, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think they even launched the first episode before they launched everything.
I don't know.
Maybe they got, they know that they got like a hit on their hands and it's like, well, we're going to tease this out. But you want to get people talking about it.
Yeah.
It's odd. It's always
if it holds up, people will talk about it.
But, you want to be a part of the churn like consistently. You know, I don't know how these shows that dump it all at once, I don't know how they get any kind of like real press. I mean, Stranger Things gets a big glow when they dump it.
Mm-hmm.
But after about a week or two, you're on to the next thing as far as talk and what's tweeting and what's trending. You know what I mean?
I feel like you got to know your audience, though. This day and age, everybody's stuck at home. Everybody binge watches. People want things right now. They want it now. I don't want to wait a week for another episode. It's right. Annoying.
Well, especially considering it's a show that was everything dumps right now. So, I don't know. I think they just wanted to get people talking about it more consistently. But the 3 episodes thing is weird. I wonder if it's going to be 3 episodes every Friday or if it's going to be 1 new episode every Friday.
I think I read that it's just 1 weekly starting September 11th, which is next Friday.
Also, this might be related to COVID-19 stuff because a lot of productions had to shut down. I don't know where shows are as far as new content for this coming fall season. So maybe there's a dearth of new fall shows and Amazon's like, well, we're going to get people. We're going to be the destination for fall TV.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting and different.
So as far as the show, I got to say so far, not impressed.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Sure.
I mean, look, there's a couple good moments like the speedboat or the boat through the whale.
Yeah.
The clapping on the one future perspective, the 7 prospect. Kind of redundant there. But other than that, it's been kind of
I don't know. The CIA's head explosion was the first like, whoa moment. Like,
yeah,
that just happened.
And what happened there? Who did that?
I don't know.
Was it a bomb in her head? Was somebody with powers watching across the way and zapped her head off?
I have no idea yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Kimiko. Is that her name?
Yeah.
I like the Kimiko thing with her brother. Mm-hmm. I think that sets up a nice arc for her getting vengeance against Stormfront. Also, speaking of Stormfront, I like that character.
Right.
Like, she's kind of cool and like, whatevs.
Yeah.
But she's also very much evil and punctuated by the, right before she snapped his neck, the racial epithet there, you know. She called him like a yellow prick or...
Oh, that's right.
Yellow asshole.
Well, that and when they were searching the building, heading towards the rooftop, like, she didn't care that there were civilians and families living in there. Like, she just destroyed it.
Yeah, and then they have the little PR stunt where they're handing out food to the people who are displaced by it.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no.
I'm not commenting on appearances here, but I strictly do not like the casting of Ashley, the new, kind of supposed head honcho of Vought. And, I mean, we all see she doesn't really have any authority there, but
right.
I don't know. She's just kind of annoying and obnoxious to me in that role.
I liked it better when she was more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Where she seems kind of neutered.
Yeah.
And with good reason. But is it me or is I love Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
But is it me or is he kind of getting overplayed. Between Better Call Saul, he's in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He's in this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something else.
Yeah, we just watched something else recently, and he was in there too.
Yeah, no, I love
a movie.
I love him. He's great.
Sure,
but okay. I just like that this time around he's not playing like the, you know, reserved kind of Gus Fring type of thing.
Sure,
he's just kind of generally more affable, outgoing type of CEO. Granted, it's for a horrible corporation that has its roots in the Nazi world. Of course. But, I don't know. I didn't really care. I like the dig at Scientology with the Deep.
Oh, yeah.
Did you pick up on that?
No, I didn't. But now I can connect the dots.
Just look at that. The cover of the book they gave him.
Yeah.
It just smacks of Dianetics.
Huh.
And I like the dig on Scientology there. But honestly, I don't care about the Deep. Yeah. I don't find his character interesting at all.
Yeah, that was a weird kind of side arc about him and his struggles and his facing his demons down there.
Yeah, I just don't get. Nothing about the Deep storyline really interests me. I just, like I said, I like the dig at Scientology because, you know, they're crazy.
Sure.
But I just don't care about the Deep.
Well, and it's funny because the rest of the Seven doesn't seem to care that he's back. He's like, hey, guys, I want to help you out. And they're like, yeah, no, you can just stay here.
Yeah, maybe that's by, maybe that's not by accident, you know?
Yeah.
Did you catch the voice of the Gills talking to him?
Yes, it's Patton Oswalt, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess he said that was like the most out there role he'd ever done or something like that. Those Gills are kind of creepy looking,
they
right?
They kind of are, yeah.
You expect the Gills to be like a shark where it's like four slits on the side of his torso and that's it, but it's got the whole like the little whatever parts. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like Gills don't talk. They made Gills talk.
Yeah.
Instead of just flare in and out, they move, and it's weird.
Well, you know he was tripping, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. No, so, like, the boys, I was looking forward to it. It's just kind of, I don't know what it is. The first season, I get they have to build the world and establish the rules of that world, but so far, I am not impressed.
Well, it's interesting now, like, the boys, the group that's kind of going up against the superheroes, like
Butcher and them.
Yeah, Butcher and them. You know, they're kind of without their weapon now, but it'll be interesting to see now that Homelander's kid has powers, like if they can use that
to their advantage. Maybe, maybe the kid will help them out or.
Yeah.
At least provide some sort of kryptonite that they hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
That Homelander's a dick.
I know.
He's evil. A good villain. He's a good villain.
Yeah.
The best villain is the one that can, like, it's like the old, what's the Bible quote? The biggest trick the devil pulled was convincing everybody he wasn't real.
I'm not sure about the quote.
Maybe
it's just a saying.
Yeah.
But
That's kind of it. Is like, you know, everybody thinks he's the superhero.
Yeah.
He's the Superman. But reality is he's a self-centered prick who doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Starlight keeps finding herself like on the verge of being found out for helping them as well. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but she managed to get her way out of it this time.
What's A-Train's problem? You know, he was running, then he had to stop and kind of grab his chest.
I think it's because he was, like, doing too much Compound V. Wasn't he, like, kind of almost hooked on it, like addicted to it or something?
Okay, maybe so. Maybe it's affected his heart or
something. Like, wasn't he essentially injecting it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what recaps are for.
I know. Yeah, they did a pretty good recap before the first episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got anything else?
It's nice to see more about some of the other characters and stuff, like Maeve. And
oh, yeah.
Just kind of build in some of those, you know, other people's stories.
Right. Yeah, the Maeve stuff's interesting. I mean, anytime they do the character development on anybody, you know, whether it's Kimiko, Maeve, hell, even Homelander from the last season.
Sure.
That's good. It gives us a better idea of their motivations, where they're coming from, why they would do the things they're doing.
Yeah. I also was going to mention... I just forgot. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Billy Joel fan, but I this season was pretty heavy on some Billy Joel songs, which was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why shows do that. Like, they play this obscure crap. I mean, that's obscure. Mm-hmm. To me, it kind of is, because I didn't listen to that shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to play a Billy Joel song that it's not even one of his biggest hits, and kind of wrap your, two or three episodes to some extent around some of those songs.
Sure.
I always wondered, like, are they trying to be different? Or is it somebody in the production writing team is like a big fan and they really think this is going to apply to the overall theme of the episode?
Yeah, I don't know. It did get kind of tied in when he was talking about his second wind, when he was having his little freak out meltdown moment.
Right.
He's almost like captivated by a cult here, you know, like Butcher's terrible to him, and yet he still is forced to go along with them, you know?
I don't get why Huey and Butcher.
Yeah.
Were up until like the end of the third episode, were butting heads.
Yeah. I don't recall that much either. I'd have to go back to the other season.
Right.
And figure that part out again.
Yeah. But yeah. It seems like they've kind of come to an understanding. Question mark. Oh,
I wonder if it has to do with what's her face, Starlight, because doesn't trust any of them, and you know he's using her to help them on the, from the inside, you know.
Yeah, Huey's in love with what's her nuts,
and you know I'm guessing Butcher just has a general distrust for all of them.
Yeah,
all of them.
No, that's probably the basis for the
sure
problems. So, yeah, I don't know. Any other thoughts on The Boys Season 2, Episodes 1 through 3?
Well, no. I'll just be waiting a week for the next episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll have a recap of that episode. Maybe something else like Lovecraft Country. I kind of want to talk about that.
Sure.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Married with Channels. My name is Moose.
I'm Jody.
Oh, we'll see you.
Bye.